Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Every dollar that comes into a person's pocket is given to him only by Hashem. People are his messengers. Hashem decides how much, from who, and when the money will come. Our emunah and this principle will help us deal with people the proper way and will also trigger more blessing from Shamayim. The Sefer Shulchan HaTahor tells of a time when two Avrechim went to a certain city to collect money with their rabbi Rav Zusha. There was a wealthy man who lived in that city who always gave them a large amount, and they decided to wait to go to him last. By the time they came to him, they had already collected almost 50 gold coins. This wealthy man gave them a very small sum, less than one gold coin, bringing them to a grand total of exactly 50 gold coins. They tried to convince him to give more, saying he always gave them a much larger amount, but nothing they said would change his mind. Afterward, they voiced their frustration to Rav Zusha, and the rabbi told them that they were lacking in a certain area of emunah. He said, before any collector goes into a city to collect, there is a heavenly voice that proclaims exactly how much money he is going to collect from that city. I personally heard the voice saying, 50 gold coins. Because you went to this man last, he did not have the ability to give you any more than he did. It wasn't up to him. It was already decided by Hashem. The students learned a very important lesson from that episode. It's important for us to know, since our money comes from Hashem, and He is the one who told us to make a hishtadlut to get it, if the hishtadlut that we would like to make is not feasible, all that means is, we don't need that hishtadlut for Hashem to give us our parnasa. A Rosh Yeshiva from Israel told me, last March, before Purim, he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a beracha before he went to collect funds for his yeshiva in America. Rav Chaim told him not to go because of the fear of COVID. The Rosh Yeshiva then told Rav Chaim that 95% of his budget comes from America. Rav Chaim replied, now it will come min hashamayim. You stay here. The Rosh Yeshiva listened to the Gadol. And now, 1 year later, he personally testified that he was able to pay everybody every single month on time. Even though over the course of this year, his budget actually increased. Each time he needed the money, it came from an unexpected source. And this year, most of his money ended up coming from donors in Israel. Harbe Shiluhim Lamakom. Hashem decides how much, from who, and when. The owner of a pizza store told me, this past week he had been praying to Hashem because he wanted to see his hashkaha clearly to have more chizuk and emunah. A couple of days later, his tefillah was answered. His store is near a very large school, and every day at 11 a.m., a huge influx of students walks in to order food. He spends the mornings preparing for them, so when they come, everything will be ready. He usually has at least 10 pies ready to go, many orders of French fries, baked ziti, and the like. It was a Thursday at 11:15 a.m., and no one had walked in yet. The owner wondered where all the students were. At 11:22, a customer walked in and he asked him if he knew anything about the school. Yes, the customer replied. They closed down for 2 days due to COVID. Now the owner was stuck with all that food. About 5 minutes later, an acquaintance of his called saying he just had a thought to send lunch to two of his children's schools in memory of his wife. He knew the hour was late to make such a request, but he asked if by any chance he would happen to have food ready to go. The owner ended up giving him everything that he made plus more, and he thanked Hashem for showing him that he is really the one who gives him his parnasa, not his customers. Have a great day.